My name is Marigold Hutton. I'm the widow of John Hutton, the artist who designed and engraved the Great West Screen of Coventry Cathedral. Basil telephoned John in quite a state, and he said, "You know, I'm really worried because your glass has just been assembled and put up, and I've just stood outside and I'm looking down and expecting to be able to see where the tapestry will eventually be." He said, "I can't because of the reflections. Do you think you could just polish them a bit so that just take a level of opacity away and see what happens?" And I think John thought, "Oh, my God." But I know that he said, "OK, no, it can be done." All the scaffolding was put up, and John and two of his sons, who were about 14, arrived in this awfully sort of dirty place which was being built. You can imagine what it's like, the noise and the dirt. And they were starting on the very top row where you've got the prophets, and they are difficult to see, I have to say. One of his sons, who's called Cayley, who's an architect, he said, "Dad," he said, "I think the scaffolding must have moved. I can't actually reach the glass." And they thought, "Oh, my God, it wasn't the scaffolding that had moved. It was the glass. It actually had kind of come 15 inches away." So the story is that John said they all went down the ladders extremely quickly. The cathedral was sort of shut, as it were. The engineers were summoned, and they managed to introduce steel rods, which means that the glass is absolutely fine. But you know, the extraordinary thing is, and somebody only said it just the other day, supposing Basil hadn't said, "Could you do something?" It might have been that it wouldn't have been noticed. There could have been the most appalling disaster. So it's only now that I realise what an amazing thing that was.